Blog Talk Radio.
They forget to bring me water. They forget that I'm here. They don't know how smart even see my tears. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me. I love you. Whatever I did wrong, maybe I can change. No one knows how hard. Hard it is to be a dog on a 10-foot chain.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 191 and counting. Welcome everybody aboard this evening. All you new listeners, I hope you enjoy the show and keep spreading the word. And all you returning listeners, thank you for all of your support every week. Whenever you can come on and listen and come in and help out the animals in need, because I do stand up for them, from farm animals to domestic to wild. I mean, we're out there and the rocking the airways for the animals, so, and they so well deserve. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host on Voices Care for Animals. The 191 shows this evening, this is great. We're going to keep on going, because the main thing on this show is to encourage all of you to take action out there, because that's where the changes come in. Teamwork is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. I just want to go over a couple things here. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, online newspaper, Marty Oakley's. Please visit it, www.ppjg.me. You can share the article. There's a big article on tonight's show from the bottom of the article, or you can follow the show on the right-hand column under blog stats. And every time there's a new podcast coming on, it will alert you in your primary email. And that's also on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. And there is a follow button you can push right under the logo. And anytime there's a new show that's coming on, it comes on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide with unlimited listeners. So the more, the bigger the audience out there, everyone, the better for the animals. Show them that we really do care, because they need our help. They can't fight for themselves. They can't, you know, speak out on this radio or anywhere else on how they feel or the treatment they're getting. There's a lot of inhumane treatment out there. Their rights are getting violated, not, you know, granted. So let's do something, and because it's coming up, the sidelines 2019, and I don't know how many more victories we can get, because I love to see that word victory, because that means a better future, the life of the, you know, the animals that out there we're fighting for, and we're not going to give up, because they so well deserve, you know, to be treated with dignity and respect, and live free from fear and torture and neglect and abuse. And there's no sense in it. You know, they're innocent and voiceless, defenseless, and helpless. So let's all do something, everyone. You know, keep doing it, because the main number for the legislators, you know, contact them, you know, try to be professional and polite. Area code 202-224-3121. And it's going to ask to put your zip code in and then press 1 for senator or 2 for your state representative. You know, we have to go all team up here and, you know, get the job done. And it takes participation and dedication. You know, step up the plate and just don't, please don't wait for the next person to do so. Just, you know, because all of our voices do matter. So I want to go ahead and give a couple shout outs here. Paul's Across America Advocacy on the web. Thank you so much for promoting the show on your web, Voices Care for Animals, Animal Advocates Radio. And Cecilia Maida, her health is failing. She's the founder and president. And prayers out to you, Cecilia. And also Take Action, help ban animal gas chambers. Excuse me, Megan Mason and Holly Smith, thank you so much. Voices Care for Animal Support Group, I'm involved in that. Fans of Animal Rights. Arlene, thank you, Arlene, because, you know, you're rocking that page. I got a small cold here, and help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, thank you so much. Voices for Animals on Facebook. A Voice for Animals on Twitter, Sean Waters, thank you so much. I mean, it takes teamwork to get, you know, any job done. So keep it up and appreciate it so much what everybody's doing out there. And a big shout out to Deb Pondivano, Animal Warrior sister out there helping me out. You know, all the family, friends, thank you. You know, we can't do without you. You make this show successful. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on one of my guests tonight. She's operations director at the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign Worldwide Organization. Want to welcome Danielle Lejek. Is that how you spell it, Danielle? Welcome aboard. Thank you.
Well, hello
Thank
there.
Thank you for coming on air. Do you want to go ahead and tell us? A little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign.
Actually, I just was going on Facebook and I saw that they needed volunteers about 2 years ago. And so I just applied because I've always been an animal advocate. So I thought I'd put my, you know, into good use here. So that's how I joined. Short and simple.
That's great though, you know, because these animals, they need our help. They, you know, they're innocent. They can't, you know, we can only see the horrific picture in the news and, you know, the videos, what we're going on, and some of them are, you know, it's animal cruelty front lines, and that's what dog fighting is. It's, you know, watching the dogs fight, and they, you know, they're forced to do that. It's not no, you know, that they want to do it, but they're forced. So I hope one day soon that these spectators that watch them, the audience, and cheering them on for money or whatever, they change over a new leaf and help them out. Because we're in the 21st century, and just to hear this stuff, you know, we heard worldwide about Michael Vick, you know, what he did, and it still exists today as we're speaking on this radio. And that's the sad part about it. You know, it was a football player and everything, but, you know, these animals suffer with pain just like we do. You know, and it's sad. So, you know, the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign out there, a big shout out to you all for what you're doing to stand up for these animals, because it's an organization that investigates, promotes awareness, and battle for an end to dog fighting. Everyone, they're on Facebook and they're also on Twitter, so please, you know, check them out if you haven't already. But the Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign are the ones who devote our lives to save the victims of dog fighting and battling for harsh punishment for the offenders who commit these crimes. And they need to be, you know, arrested. That's with these animals. I've seen some horrific photos, you know, of their, there's so much, there's blood all over them, there's, you know, there's, sometimes their ears are ripped off. I mean, it is so heartbreaking. How can anybody enjoy that? That is not entertainment to me, Danielle, and it's sad.
I totally agree. Well, actually, I did an event a couple of months ago, and there was a missionary person we met, and I think it was in South America, she said, that when they went back to the hotel, they turned on the TV, like, so, like, their ESPN channel was, they had dog fighting, just like, you know, how we have boxing and all this other stuff. It was like dog fighting on TV.
Oh, no. That's sickening.
Yep.
Because that's acceptable
yep.
right there. That's being a part of the problems, not the solutions.
Right.
You know, and a lot of them are pit bulls, and they always get the bad rap through, you know, BSL and dog fighting. And it is sad how, you know, they, I don't know, it's just discrimination, and they don't have a choice to, you know, get in these, whether they want to get in a fight or, you know, one bites and then they're all get charged with it.
Exactly.
And they have to, and that's sad. I mean, that'd be like adults, okay? You know, how there's good and bad people in every race, religion, and profession, none of them excluded. So you can't look at cops and say, oh, here's five bad cops, so now we got to punish them all. You know, or your teachers, or lawyers, or judges, and it's not right because we can't have that attitude. But these pit bulls are getting it, and I've had several shows on them, Danielle, and, you know, trying to get attention because they need our help. We need to change so bad for them because Yeah, go ahead.
I do a lot of events, and it's, like, really shocking on how many ignorant people, I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but ignorant people out there in the world who have no knowledge, because I try to educate, you know, just the awareness of dog fighting and all this other stuff. And so many times, you know, I see families walk by, because I have, like, the gruesome pictures of showing, you know, them dog fighting and then, like, what happens after. And so many family members are just shoving their kids, you know, heads away from the pictures and all that. I'm like, why? I mean, your kid plays video games probably way worse than these pictures here, you know, just being part of the problem here. So it's really, really sad when they do those events.
Yeah, and they deserve a chance. I was just visiting my, I call her my furry niece, and she's a pit bull. I call her Pit Bull Chloe, and she is so lovable. I mean, you know, the other day, she didn't want me to leave. She was right by my side, you know, and and it was like, see, I said, look at this. I mean, I'm not even afraid of any of them. You know, I look at them, I say, hey, we got to give these dogs a chance. You can't just say, okay, this one's going to bite, or, you know, because they bark naturally to communicate.
Right.
And, you know, just, and you got to blame the deed, not the breed, because
exactly.
These pit bulls, you know, and I've been hooking up with the pit bull advocate, Patrick Bowler, and
mm-hmm.
he's a.k.a. the dog father. He's awesome. He's out there fighting on the radio on Blog Talk, and he's awesome. So, you know, together we can make a difference. You know, we just got to at least try, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you...
I have a Labrador and chip and a pit bull, and I go, my Labrador is more literal vicious than my pit bull is. So
that's a good one. Yep.
He is, man. I mean, he is like a beast compared to my pit bull. My pit bull is lovable as can be, you know, cuddles up, kisses and everything. But yeah, my lab.
And they get along good, right?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Yeah.
It's her older little brother. It's her older brother, that's what I say. So she looks after him.
No, and they get close. You know, they got feelings just like we do, and they,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get in their unconditional love is what it is, and they bring us up when we're down. I mean, they know right away if we're down and out, had a bad day or whatever. They're right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I totally agree.
Yeah, I know Yeah, Buddy, he's half Akita and half Chow, you know. And, oh, Danielle, last year I got canceled on my homeowners because of him, because I switched them. And so they came out, and the reason being was because of his breed. And I'm telling them, I'm like, well, how come? Because he doesn't have a biting record, you know, so what is going on here? This is discrimination and prejudice, stereotyping, it's unfair. And I looked at it, I was like, look at this stuff. Not long BSL, you know, we got dog fighting. There's so many issues out there with this, you know, and this dog fighting. It's just so, you know, so audience out there, if you see dog fighting, please report it to your local authorities and help save, you know, get these dogs out of harm's way, because some of them end up in death. And you've probably seen that a lot, have you? I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, yes. I get a lot of videos, and it's heartbreaking watching the videos.
Just to let you know,
actually, our campaign is actually have brought in our divisions. Actually, we're still fighting, of course, dog fighting, but we have now gone into like the anti-BSL, anti-cruelty, anti-chain. We're even doing like a legislation things, you know, we're trying to rage and all that other stuff. So we brought in our animal, you know, advocacy, if you want to say. So we're trying to make it for a fight out there.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. Chaney, because I've had several shows with that. Jennifer Kennedy, she is.
Yep, she's part of our member. She's part of our team.
Yes, he was just on several weeks ago. And Ashley, I'm waiting for her to come in also. And she was on the show before. So trying to bring a lot of attention to this because it needs it. It needs to be put in the spotlight. You know, chaining. Look at the Carolinas where all those dogs were left out during the hurricane. Now, I couldn't believe that. And just animals and all those pigs, what was it, 5,500 died? You know, drowned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that way they feel about these animals? That's not right. You know, they didn't have a fighting chance. And even here
in Florida, if I had nowhere to go with my animal, I'll be sleeping in my vehicle with my animal. That's like the bottom line. You know, they're going to go with me
no matter what.
So I'm not leaving them behind.
No, you can't. I mean, how are they going to fight for themselves? You know, I see
exactly.
You know, photos coming through the news feed, you know, dogs behind these chains and it was flooding out and they're hanging on. And I'm like, oh, no, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these animals need to be treated better because that's the bottom line. That is so sad and, you know, disgusting to even think about leaving the animal out there, and you know, even in cold weather. You know, on a chain. No food, no water.
Right.
So there's getting some attention being put on it. I've seen some, you know, where some of these states, and they're, you know, hey, anti-tethering and this and that, and, you know, stricken up the laws because that's what needs to happen. So, audience, please, you know, let your legislators know, because if we don't call them up, how are they going to know? You know, so.
Exactly.
So, you know, pick up that phone, write that email, write that letter, you know, make an appointment with them, because our voices do matter. And the more of us, that's how the victories happen. It's teamwork. It's not just from one person or one politician. So it's, you know, sign those petitions and put a reason, you know, why you signed it. Take it, because it doesn't take that much time to do all this. You know, I've learned to be so fast that it makes my head spin, you know, how much of stuff I can get done in an hour, even a half hour, because I multitask, you know, so jump around and do what I can do. But you want to give out your Facebook page out to the audience out there?
Yeah.
Let's say, yeah, you got like 137,000 likes, and that's awesome. Yep.
Yep, it is. It is https://www.facebook.com/AD-C.worldwide.org.
Awesome. That is great. And then the Twitter also, I think it's because I was on there, I sent a link to that page. But on Twitter also, so, you know, you can just, the audience out there, you can go and visit how you can help out. You know, you can remain anonymous. Is that right, Danielle?
Yes, exactly.
You know, yeah, so you can do that. You know, don't be afraid to step up to the plate and, you know, report it, because you can. You don't have to give your name, because it's a dangerous world out there, and we can't say it isn't, you know. So, and it's not a pretty picture. Some of the animals do get treated right out there, but then there's ones that don't, and we've got to get them out of harm's way. They need a lot of them need better futures, you know, better living styles and stuff, because these pit bulls out there. I have a former guest. Her name's Watchdog Mary Squiger.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. And I told her I'm Pitbull Debbie. She loves that, you know, excuse me. And so I told her, I said, hey, we can't give up, because if we give up, we automatically lose.
Exactly.
So we don't want to do that, you know, so... So you're saying BSL, dog fighting now, and chaining? This is awesome.
We also have a Lost Paws division as well. And we're actually, oh my God, I'm losing my train of thought. I apologize. We also combined with the Lost Dog Show. So our person, Jennifer, helps with that. And actually, there's like once a month at the end of the month, the Lost Dog Show is like on the One Buckley show or something, radio show. So then we advertise lost dogs and, you know, promote the dogs and hopefully to find them, you know, back home and all that. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Because that's important too.
Oh.
You know, so what do you think? I mean, that with that chipping, do you think that's a good idea?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh. Exactly. I do.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't keep their chips updated and all that. So that's another bad thing. You know, they do it once, and if they decide to move, then, you know, they don't keep it updated. So,
and they should, because that's something, you know, let's say the dog, you know, gets away, and then you got a chip and you find it real quick.
Right, exactly.
You know, so, yeah. And these animals, they deserve to be, you know, the best love and care around. You know, they deserve a home, a TLC home. But unfortunately, it's not like that. You know, so the ones in shelters, everyone, you know, adopt, don't shop, spay or neuter your pets. Because
exactly.
I've read on several things where, you know, sites where there's 7 to 9 million healthy adoptable animals get put down a year, and I read 5 to 7 million. That number is astronomical, you know, and that's every year.
Exactly.
So this is really,
and a lot of the dogs
up
in shelter are pit bulls too.
Yeah. So everyone, please, you know, visit your local shelter and find your new furry loved one or loved ones. Give them a chance. You know, they need a home just like the rest of them, because they're living in a very stressful environment. So once you go and get them home, and then they're your responsibility, and they all deserve a very comfortable and peaceful and loving and caring home. Though I wish that all of them had that, you know, but it's not that way. Maybe one day in this world we could get there, but we have to keep working at it.
Because
animals are so awesome. The bond between humans and animals, Danielle, is magical. You know, they build the faith and trust in you, and, you know, we can communicate. They just speak another language.
Look at the dog fighting, you know, dogs. I mean, they have been through horrendous things in their lives, and they're still, you know, trusting the human, you know, humans when they get rescued. It's, you know, it shows you right there and how, I don't know, just awesome that they are.
I know. It's something else. You know, and one of your logos, it says, if you want to make a difference, join the fight. Our lives matter. Don't you agree? Yes, they do matter. All animals, you know. So, and I'm waiting for, have you talked to Ashley recently?
I don't think she's coming. I got a text right before I called and I didn't check it. I don't think she was able to make it, and I can't remember why. So, she's not joining us tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I heard from her earlier, because she was at, I believe she was at a hurricane out there in the Carolinas.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's another
hope
thing
everything's
we did
okay.
Now. Yeah, she's fine. Yeah. She's fine. Actually, that's another division we also did. We are now also have a disaster division, and actually our North Carolina and South Carolina teams, a couple of our reps met up with other people, and yeah, they were coordinating saving animals and everything down there, so.
Oh, good. And the anti-dog fighting campaign is international, too, right?
Exactly.
All over the world.
And we're all, and we're all looking for reps.
That is awesome.
So,
and so how
we have places
just contact you? You go ahead.
Yep, they can contact me on the main page, or they can contact me by my personal email. I can give that out. That is D.Lajic, LAJIC. ADFC@gmail.com.
Awesome. And you need reps. And
all
these out there, if you know somebody, or, you know, you can bring it up, because word of mouth gets far. And if you want to call in, I'll be taking calls here in a few minutes. Area code 310-982-4270. Just press 1. And I'll let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, radios, televisions, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And that's the same number every Thursday at 7 o'clock, so you can keep it stored under your contacts, and you can, you know, listen by phone to this show or by the internet. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals. So either way, and all you can also help promote this show on the left side of the screen on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can, you know, to share it to all social media sites. And because the bigger the audience, this is unlimited listeners. So if we wanted a million listeners, we could get them. Right, Danielle?
Exactly.
Unlimited means unlimited. And who really thanks us is the animals, because they start to see their lives change for the better and their futures become brighter. So, and that's from us taking action, not just, you know, talking about it or sitting back and not doing anything, because we can make a difference. We got to at least try. Because if we don't, nothing changes, and it just gets worse. And I've seen some instances where, you know, needs attention from the 20th century, and it still exists today, and it's like, when is this going to change, you know? It has to, because there's so many, you know, there's so much going on out there, and it's sickening. These animals deserve better. You know, so please visit the PPJ Gazette online. That's Marty's newspaper, and you can share at the bottom of the article, you know, to tell your friends, your family, your spouses, your boyfriends, girlfriends, neighbors, coworkers, sons, daughters, because you start them out young. That's another plus, you know, to show, you know, that right when they're right in school and, you know, elementary. Because that means a lot, too. You know, so.
Yeah, I work at a residential. So, and actually, a lot of the kids over there, I they all know that I'm animal advocate and all that other stuff. So I educate them. So, and some of them's like all interested. And once they get older, they want to start doing what I do too. So it kind of makes me kind of happy in that aspect. So
that's right. Cause it's, you're doing something positive. You know,
right.
that's the main thing. It's not negative. How could it be negative? You're doing
right.
What's right out there. You know, these animals, you know, all lives matter, humans and animals. So if we keep, you know, we can't just accept what's going on out there, because there's a lot of sickening stuff, and dog fighting is one of them, one of the many. You know, so we can just team up, because teamwork rocks and teamwork wins. And everything needs teamwork out there. Every business out there needs teamwork. You know, every organization, one person, that's human chain reaction. Stay together and stick together and, you know, forget all that drama. Just go for it and help the animals, because I know I don't like to get involved in drama, because it takes me from helping animals out, you know, and the elderly and whatever I need to do, because I'm multitask. But they always say, Danielle, you know, they blame it on society, but we are society. That's
exactly.
You know, so, and what we allow out there is what will continue. And that is so true. So we need to put a big stop to it and say, hey, listen, enough is enough. You know, how much more can we take? And with this dog fighting, you know, it's sad because, you know, these dogs, they don't walk themselves down to them fights or drive themselves. They are forced. So, and they're trained, you know, to do that. So, you know, any dog fighters out there, try to approach them peacefully and say, listen, you know, you need to look out for the animals, because it's what you call profit before animals, and that's not right. It's like profit before people. There's a lot of greed going on out there where they don't care about the animals' feelings or what they're going through. And that's sad, Danielle. It's very sad. You know, because we are their voices, and we got to be heard. The louder the bark, the more you're heard. You know, but you,
I
need to do like a sign like that. Yep, that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just talking on this radio is not going to get the job done. You know, we have to go a foot in the right direction and call them legislators up, representatives. To do what we need to do.
Exactly.
You know? See, now you hear your dog, he wants part of this show.
Yeah, exactly.
He's speaking out for all his fur for furry friends. That's what he's doing, see?
Yep.
You say, hey, listen, I want my 2 cents worth in. I'm doing
and actually, I'm in
for
a separate...
my furry friends.
I'm in a separate room. I'm in a bedroom with the door shut, too. That's how loud he is. So.
Is that the lab or the pit bull?
Yes, it is. It's the lab.
That's a good one. Yep. They want their 2 cents worth in. You know, you just wish that all the animals, all the dogs, the cats, and everything were treated fairly. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they want attention. They love attention. They love for time to spend with them, you know. So
exactly.
Quality time, you know. So, yeah. And I like when you on the right on here, we are the anti-dog fighting campaign, and we will never give up. And that's awesome.
Yep.
You know, so, and can you give some advice, you know, like if somebody was to report dog fighting, could you give them some advice on steps to take, you know, maybe a phone number or your website or what's the procedure?
Well, we have a lot of people first thing is always to be safe. That's our number one. If possible, you know, sometimes we do ask for like photographs or like addresses if they can get them in a safe manner.
Okay.
But a lot of the people always just, as I said, just go to our main page and they just like, you know, say so-and-so they think is dogfighting. And some of them do send the pictures. And so then further then we tell them if there's like dogs involved or if there's puppies involved, because sometimes there's people who want to save the dogs or the puppies when they see them out on the chains. They're like, don't do anything. We need all the evidence, because if you bother them, then they're going to end up moving, or you can just jeopardize your own life, actually. So once they give us the report, we usually give it to our designated state, wherever they're located, and then we further investigate and try to gain as much information on those people. So, and everything remains
good.
Confidential. So, you know.
Good. Just so
and
can,
then, of course,
know,
then we
so.
Send it to, and actually then we send it to our CEO, but actually then in Kansas, actually one of our reps, it was actually on Facebook last year. They had information about a dog fighting ring. They kept on giving the information. They called ASPCA, and actually they made the bust a couple months ago. I think it was on Facebook. So actually part of the information that we gathered and provided to them, they were able to make a arrest.
Great. Good news. Victory.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And it says that here you guys go to schools, expos, public meetings, rallies, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
to speak out for the breed, and we are the voice of those victims and need to be heard. That's awesome, too. Yeah, to let everybody mm-hmm. know. Because, you know, this is crimes. This is, you know, within dog fight, even though they're fighting each other, that is frontline animal cruelty, because they're allowing it. They're allowing them to hurt each other. You know, so, and then right there, and it's like, why do people like, you know, those audiences, why do they like seeing that? That's what gets me. I mean, I've never been to one, and I don't attend to. Totally against it, but I'm just wondering how that is so cruel and inhumane to just sit and see them dogs fight each other.
And
that's
I can't even stand when I step on my dog. I can't even stand when I step on my dog's tail and when, you know, they do that whimper. I mean, I can't even. Ugh, it sends a cringe down my spine.
I know. So how could they sit there and let that, you know? Watch that and just enjoy it. That's wrong. That's I don't even want to call entertainment. That is just cruelty in the first degree. You know, I see different things, bullfighting and, you know, stuff like that. And here we go again. Here's another issue. You used
mm-hmm.
to see the on their page, bull. What is it? Bull United or something? Bulls. On Facebook, oh my goodness, it is so Bulls Defenders United, that's it. And you should see the photos and stuff, some of the videos on there. You know, it's like, okay, here we go again, front lines animal cruelty, and then they're getting by with it. And that's animal cruelty from, oh my goodness. And then the people's cheering them on. Oh, it's sickening. Some of these videos, I just want to just go through there and say, listen, everybody go home and get a life, you know? Get a life. Because these animals do not deserve that. Yep.
Say that, too, is when if they have seen, like, dog fighting videos or anything like that, on Facebook, I just please do not report it to Facebook because that gets rid of all the evidence if we are investigating. So I just want
right.
to put that out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So all right, so
and
you heard that.
Yeah.
If you do see it, don't report it to Facebook. Report
right.
it to the anti-dog fighting campaign. That way they can go further with their investigation. Because
mm-hmm.
Facebook is just going to take it off and, you know, delete it and everything. There goes all the evidence.
Exactly.
We don't want that. So please spread the word out there to do so. Because
and
know,
also not to interact on their and also not to interact on their page as well, because a lot of people will start interacting and then it'll send a red flag to them, so then they'll shut down their page as well. So as I said, just if you see it, just as I said, report it to your local authorities, or you can report it to us and we will further investigate. So
yes, because you don't want the evidence to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet over the years, this is adding up to how many people get busted, right? I mean, it just doesn't stop.
No.
This Michael Bick.
And they're actually, some of them are pretty smart, you know? I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, the only reason some of them get busted is because of the drugs and the guns and all that other stuff, so... And that's the sad thing, because everybody says it's a felony for dogfighting. But like in Indiana, the felony is like 6 years. What, so you're only going to serve like 6 months max for, you know, a dogfighting? That's not right.
That's a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
exactly
good. Some of them dying. And I know you've heard of Jeremy Boss, right? On the... Dowdy Ferry, what is it, Dowdy Ferry Road? He's been on the show several times. And I was looking through the photos, and I seen him. And I'm like, you know, they found, he was on here a couple weeks ago, and like over, in a four-year period, 400 dead animals that were dumped. Isn't that sickening?
It's heartbreaking.
He mentioned, like, you know, after dog fighting, they would dump them. You know, there's horses. They even found a pregnant woman on the side. You know, so it's like, I said, Jeremy, don't give up, because he fights hard too. And, you know, he wants to see something done. He doesn't like to see it keep happening. And it shouldn't be happening. Because these animals...
I think there's more to the story down there on that.
Yes, and I do too. Because what he was mentioning... I'm like, uh-oh, not again. And we all know what we're talking about here, and it's sickening. You know, people looking the way, getting bought off and stuff like that. That's not right. Corruption at its best. Yep. And that's the sad part. So if anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome. Area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in. You're more than welcome to come on board. Let's rock the airways for the animals, because they so well deserve. You know, they deserve their rights to be granted and not ignored and swept to the, you know, kicked to the curb. So you go ahead and call in, and you're more than welcome, and keep spreading the word out there, because the bigger these shows get, the better it is for the animals, because we never know who's listening. Right, Danielle? It's a big mystery.
Exactly.
And everybody's more welcome to listen, so it's not hiding nothing. Not doing anything wrong. So, that is. But Jeremy, I guess he's getting a documentary next spring, he said. So, hopefully one day soon, you know, they'll come, you know, everything will get solved. Because 4 years is a lot of time that he's dedicating this stuff to, which I think is awesome, you know, just like all of us, what we're doing. It's worth it to us. I don't think we're spinning our wheels, because they are listening out there. So, you know, I see changes get made. Maybe they don't happen overnight, but it's worth, you know, keep fighting. Put up a good fight. Because once we become silent, you know, that's when it becomes a major problem. And I was thinking about you, Danielle. This one thing, I found it on Facebook one time, and I added to it. And I was to all these animal advocates out there, animal lovers, because it means a lot. And you'll think, wow, I really like this, because I got it about, you know, on the back of one of my cards. But it's goes, with my eyes, they will be seen. With my voice, they will be heard. With my hands, they will know comfort. With my heart, they will know love. With my faith, they will have hope. With my actions, they will be free. I love that.
I love that.
Yep, because that's true. With my actions, they will be free.
Exactly.
So, yep. And the more voices and action takers, the stronger we become to get changes made, positive changes. So, Ashley, are you out there? I think, I don't know where she's at, but... maybe she'll come in, you know, a few minutes. But an audience out there, all these shows are archived. So if you came in late, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaredforanimals and click on this link, Voices Cared for Animals, number 191. Wait a minute to download, and it will play. And you can share and listen 24/7. 365 days a year. I did 163 shows on Marty Oakley TS Radio last year, you know, last 3 years. And so I started my own network on mine, Animal Advocates Radio. So I'm up to 191 already, over 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm going to keep going, too, because it's, you know, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting our voices out there. You know, not giving up. Because once we give up, we automatically lose. And I'm not going to have that. It's not going to happen. You know, because the more of us and everyone, the anti-dog fighting campaign on Facebook, please go by there if you haven't already and see how you can help out. Press like and share it and invite friends, you know. Hey, the more exposure, the better, because, you know, I take time every so often and go to certain pages and invite friends or in groups, you know, because not everybody's on these social medias at the same time and days, so try to do our part, you know, so, but I'm going to ask you a question, Danielle. You think over the years, you know, since anti-dog fighting campaign began, do you think the dog fighting has decreased or increased or probably much stayed the same?
It's hard to say, to be honest with you, now with the social media. You know, it's hard to judge on that. It's hard to say, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, social media has been a big part now with a lot of just with anything in life. I just think a lot of people are naive because they just think it's an urban, you know, situation where it's not. I mean, it could happen anywhere. I mean, it can happen in the city. It can happen in the country. You know, it's just not the urban little thugs. You know, you have your cops. You have your nurses. You have your teachers. You have your football players. You know what I'm saying? So... there are some people who are naive that, you know, it's just, it can be any Joe Schmo doing this, though.
So. Oh, yeah. It's not a certain, you know, like stereotype, oh, this certain group or this. It's probably a little bit of everybody, you know, every profession out there. I mean, you probably come across them, they make your jaws drop. You know, what? You know, not even look like the type. To, you know, be all innocent and quiet, and you wouldn't even think it. And that's something, because it does, and it's not just nationwide it's happening, it's worldwide. So we just can't give up. We just need stricter laws out there, because, that, you know, to get a slap on the wrist all 6 months or 90 days in jail. I mean, what these animals and the pain they endured, oh, my goodness. We need to, you know, come together more and do something. take more action out there. Please, everyone, because they're counting on us. They're relying on us. Just like they, you know, with their food and water and letting them out of the restroom. They need us. And they need our love and care, too. They're just awesome. The animals are awesome. And you, if you go out there and adopt a pit bull or whatever animal, you're not going to regret it. You know, give that animal a good, loving, caring home. Give it a chance that they so well deserve. Yep, animals are awesome. I think they lift us up every day, right, Danielle? They just...
Yep. That unconditional love they give us.
You got that right. And so, you know, you're not an animal lover out there and you're just listening, give them a chance. Bring that new fur baby in and give it the whole it deserves. Big old fur baby. The other day, I was over with my friends and she's a groomer. And she grooms this big 200-pound St. Bernard.
Oh, jeez.
I call him a gentle giant.
Oh, man.
And I help to blow dry him and comb him out and everything, you know. And then I get him done and I will lay on his, you know, on the side like a pillow. So
yeah.
I look at him. Yeah. He's like a big, huge teddy bear. But I look at it, I was like, look at this. And the lady who owns him is in, has two other dogs and 15 birds. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So, but I appreciate everything that you're doing, too. You know?
Thank you.
The education, awareness, and... And you want to give the audience out there your website again to get hold. That way it's on here and go back for reference. Go right ahead.
Okay, it's https://www.facebook.com/ /A-D-F-C.worldwide.org/.
All right. And everyone, if you haven't already, check it out because you got an awesome page there, you know, and a lot of info to give. And they get there. And if you heard us at the beginning of the show, they're in the chaining now, anti-chaining, and also the anti-BSL. I hope they get rid of BSL. I mean, it is just so wrong, you know.
And
all dogs get... Yes.
We're planning to move. You know, we have our house up for sale, and we're planning to move to Tennessee. And I just like, oh, wait a minute. I got to look which cities, you know, are allowed to have pit bulls. You know, I never even thought in a million years that I have to find a place, you know, that, you know, is accepting pit bulls. It's just really, really sad. Real sad in that aspect.
Oh, I know. And I didn't know this before, but I had Diala Canes on, and she's with that, you know, in Miami. They've been banned since, what was it, 84, 89 in Miami, Florida? Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And she's been fighting 15 years to help, you know, get that ban off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, that is terrible. They don't have a chance. You know, they're so you know, lovable and everything. And I hope they, as soon as possible, we should get, you know, the drop the ban worldwide. Put these owners at, you know, fault. Just like bad parents.
Exactly.
You know, bad parenting. Hey, you got to, if you're a bad parent, you ought to be punished for it. Because the children, they can't speak out. So just like these dogs and stuff. But it is. It's just so mind-blowing what's going on. You know, so with everybody, but with, you know, BSL and dog fighting and chaining, they got them all added in now. And I wanted to see on your Facebook page, Chance the Movie. I watched that. That's something. That's at your, at the top.
Yeah, we're partnered up with them, yes.
That's awesome. So if you can watch Chance the Film, it's got over 1 million views, and please share it. Because, you know, it's the reality of dogfighting. Chance realizes the price of his freedom is knowing his friends have been left behind. So I'm going to go in and share it too, Danielle. There's you guys got some good information on there. You know, education and awareness, prevention, safety, that all matters. We can't close our eyes and our ears and our mouths. What are they there for? Speak out, please. And be their voice, because it does matter. Their lives do matter. Make this world a better place to live for them. You know, change. Change is good for everybody. You know, the positive change. Yep. But everyone, check out the PPJ Gazette online. The article is on there. And, you know, fight abuse, not dogs. You know, that's the main thing. You know, look, stop that abuse. Because that is abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't give up. Deb Potivano, she's listening. Deb Potivano, thank you for everything that you do. I call her my press agent because she stays up late, Danielle. And then she gets put in Facebook jail sometimes. And I've been in there too. Facebook, we're not doing anything wrong. We're not, you know, oh my goodness. There's nothing wrong without helping out the voiceless. But no, not at all. And social media is like a landing strip, you know, get the word out there. And this radio show. You know, keep spreading the word. So, teamwork is the key. And,
exactly.
Danielle, we're down to a couple, 2.5 minutes here, but I appreciate you coming on tonight. It's been, I hope you enjoyed as much as I have. And like to
have
you back on again, you know.
Okay.
And I get a hold of Ashley and see what's going on. And keep, you know, working as a team and stay in touch and let me know what's going on and, you know, progress. Because it's unbelievable how many of my guests, our former guests, are working together. And that's something that's amazing.
Right.
How many friends have been made through all this. More, you know, making the team larger. And it just,
exactly.
It's a chain reaction. So, but everyone, I want to thank you for tuning in. Everyone for tuning in again. And next week, we're going to have Chris Wilkerson back, and I want to welcome everybody back. And, you know, every Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern time, is Voices Care for Animals, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, unlimited listeners. You can even call them by Skype and keep spreading the word. You can promote this show 24/7 at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Voices Care for Animals. So everyone, have a great and peaceful evening. And remember, paw in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Stand together and speak out, everyone, because your voices can be heard. Right, Danielle? It's just don't be silent. Don't close your eyes to everything that's happened. Don't close your ears or your mouth. Open up and step up to the plate and, you know, stand up for what you believe in. But anyway, Danielle, thank you so much again. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Yes,
thank
not
you
a problem.
For all
thank
you. Anti-dog fighting campaign, giving you a big shout out. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye.